Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 625. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Nice, warm. Oh. It's a little cold right now, but it'll be a nice warm day.
It's a little brisk. It's not. So I've got shorts. My office is heated and cool, but I made the trek from the house to the office, and I did it in shorts, flip-flops, and a t-shirt.
Yep.
It's not like, it's not frigid outside. It's a little cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not the attire you'd want to be in if you were going to stay outside.
But yesterday, I just had a t-shirt and some pants on. I was cleaning, but I would have wore shorts, but.
Last night got a little breezy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little cool last night. But yeah, it's a. I don't know. It looks like we're going to have decent weather. Then it's going to drop down a little cool again, and then it's right back up. So we're in that weird spot.
Yep.
Where it's going to be cold, hot, cold, hot. There's a day, I think, in the next week that's like 70-something degrees.
So do you think we're out of the snow? We're not going to get
anything
else?
No, I don't trust it. No, I don't trust it. It's too soon to trust it.
Yeah, because we still got March, and March sometimes is just horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I remember getting snow in March multiple occasions.
Yeah, them couple, it was like 2-3 years in a row we got snow, then it off a week, then snow again the next week.
Yeah, I don't. Ooh, I decided to yawn. I don't ever trust it.
So I just clicked on the Weather Channel thing here, and they got a big article on here for Groundhog Day, and I'm like, I used to be all into the Groundhog Day. I thought it was so cool, having paid attention as an adult.
I was flipping through TikTok before we started recording, and I saw they were like, it was like live. They were doing like the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was losing their mind. So yeah. I think it is a big deal for a lot of adults, I will tell you, because mostly what was in that video was adults.
Oh, yeah. And with the little top hats on.
Oh, yeah. It's a good excuse to wear a top hat.
Yep.
Oh, Punxsutawney Phil.
Mm-hmm.
How many fields has there been? You want to take a guess?
From probably 8, 9.
I'm going to say
this is a classic.
6. I don't know how long they live or how long we've been doing that.
I don't know.
Oh, hold on. Over the last 20 years, Phil was right 35% of the time.
So.
Phil's not great at this.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Phil is wrong. He's wrong. He's right 35% of the time, and we're still like, yeah, let's see what shakes out. Let's see how many there have been. According to lore, there's only one.
Right.
He's been doing it for 140 years, so there's not only one.
Mm-hmm.
Phil's inner circle claims the groundhog has been predicting the weather at Gobbler's Knob for nearly 140 years. According to legend, the club makes the trek to Phil's stump every summer to give him the elixir of life. The recipe, of course, is a secret, but it's what is given to Phil lovingly and youthful good luck. So they're never going to tell you.
It says he does have a wife, and they have a pair of welcome twins last March. Making Phil the first-time father. So after over 140 years, he finally has baby.
Phil and Phyllis. Let's go ahead and pull up the life expectancy of a groundhog before we move on from this.
80 years, I'm going to say.
I don't think they live that long. I think they live like 20 years. Maybe 12. Let's see here. Yeah, there you go. In the wild, it's 2 to 3 years, but they can live up to 6 years in captivity. Or 2 to 3 is their life expectancy, but they can make it to 6 in captivity. They can live to 14 years. But Phil somehow has managed to live 120 years.
Hmm.
The lies.
Yeah, now we've had our groundhog in our backyard with the little family. I don't know if it's the same one because there's been babies, but there's 3 or 4. It's been 5 back there for 20 years.
Yeah, you're like Phil. We've only ever had the one groundhog. Look at that one's eyes in that picture. I don't trust it. He looks like he just did cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
They're adorable little creatures. They've probably had 20 of them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, the problem is you got to get one that looks like the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just have any old groundhog.
No, you
can't have one. You can't have one with like lopsided ears. Like, they got to look like it's the same feel.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that groundhog's so confused.
It's coming out, and all of a sudden people are there like, what the hell?
Everybody's cheering, scaring the shit out of it.
I'm sure they probably have like a trainer, like the so-called kids that they have.
Yeah. This,
They live at someone's house and they just hang out with the family.
Now, what about Groundhog Day, the movie?
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I like it all right for what it is.
I think I watched it once and that was about it.
And then I played the Groundhog VR game, Groundhog Day VR game.
I never played the game.
It was all right. It was all right. I mean, it's just like the movie. You wake up every day and you get a little further in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Before you run out of time. It's a neat idea.
I forgot how many times they said he died, like he relived the life over. It was like thousands and thousands of days he lived in that movie to be able to do what he was able to do.
I think in that game you play his grandson.
Yeah, I forgot. I remember you talking about it though.
Yeah. It's all right. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, that's normal. You don't really finish games now like you used to.
Yeah, I used to finish VR stuff. I think the problem with that one is it was like a lot of necessarily know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
There may be like four choices. You get all the way to the same point. If you make the wrong choices again, the day starts over and you're like, damn. So you're playing through the day over and over and over and over.
Right.
And I think I just got a little burnout because I didn't know what to do next. And I wasn't trying to read. Now, if I fired that baby up now and started playing, I would just bang my head off of it once and Google what I needed to do. I'm just trying to get to the end.
Right. Well, the way you play now over the last couple of years, you play other games with, you know, other people. So you playing by yourself is hardly tangible anymore.
Yeah, usually I don't play anything by myself. Sometimes I do, but not usually. I play for 2-3 hours a night, and that's really it.
Yeah, like it has to be a game that you really like, Astrobot, Dredge, something.
Yeah. I was going to play last night, but decided not to. I was a little tired. But we've been doing that. Since Party Animals came to PS5, we've been doing that pretty much every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had I played a little bit of Lego Odyssey, and then I jumped in Brick Life to see if it had changed. Because there's supposed to be a big update coming to Brick Life, so I jumped in there just to see what was going on. It definitely had not hit yet.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that could be my what I'm playing segment, because that's the only things I played.
Yeah, we did play. I jumped in and played Party Animals with you guys.
Yeah, a friend of the show, Patman, bought it too. Everybody has it now.
No, he was trying to sneak in there.
Yeah, I was trying to be sneaky. Mm-hmm. I underestimated how much harder it was going to be with four of us. We definitely lost quite a bit. With four people.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not that good, so I'm compared to like your average person.
Yeah,
I'm the huge weak link.
I didn't think you'd see any drop off with us all playing, but we for sure lost more.
Mm-hmm.
And we played the night after we played, him and I jumped on the next night, just the two of us, and we won like every match again.
Yeah, it's because I'm the weak link.
I don't think it's that as much as it's like we're also playing probably four other people that are hooked up. Because you almost never get in four matches unless you have at least three people.
Right.
So him and I are always just teams of two. So I think you're probably getting a lot of other teams of four people who've been playing together. So it probably is a smaller pool of people who are probably better at the game. And then Padman, he only played that game, I think, once or twice with us before. So, you know, his skill level is still low right now, too, as he's learning and stuff. You knock plenty of people out. You just got to learn to throw them out.
Yeah, I got to figure. I got to get that down pat.
Yeah, you just got to get a little spin move going and then toss them and release at the right time.
There were some fuckery, though. There's like that one I kept on hitting with the shovel, and a guy just kept on getting right back up. Then yeah. I get hit with the shovel and get right knocked right out. I'm like, what the hell?
That game's always had a little bit of that. That game's always had suspect things happen where you're like, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way. But I think you just have to, like, I think that's part of the charm. It's frustrating in the moment, but like it just happens.
Yeah. I do decently surviving because I just run around, trying not to get hit.
Also, when I usually see you, you're doing like soft punches.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not heavy punching. Do you ever heavy punch?
No.
Oh yeah, there's a whole heavy punch button too.
Yeah, no, because the other games I play, I'm just not you. That's buttons the button to press.
Yeah, I always see you just wandering around soft punching, which is not a problem. Your stamina will last a lot longer,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to get a lot of heavy knockout power.
Now, the last like two or three games, I started using the headbutt a little bit more after someone said, I think I forgot if you or Marshall 205 said headbutt, and so I started trying to use the headbutt a little bit more.
The headbutt makes sense when you are, when you go to like, when someone's crawling back up or something, when you knock them off and then you can grab a hold of them and headbutt them, or when they have a hold of you and won't let go, sometimes the headbutt makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you gotta be strategic about when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Cause you can knock yourself out also, but it's a fun game. I hope you guys stick with it. I would like to keep playing it with everybody. I've got that FOMO now that it's on PS5 because all the stuff I don't have that I have over at Xbox and all the new stuff they're putting up, I'm like, I need to get it all. That's why we've been on it like every night.
So do you
trying to get all the stuff.
Do you see yourself playing on Xbox anymore then?
You know, I was still jumping over there and downloading stuff over there because I have like unlimited money over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I have stopped doing that. I don't think so. I don't think there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
I mean, crossplay is the thing. I mean, we could jump over there and be in a PS5 chat and still play together, but that seems like a lot of work.
It is.
And plus I've enjoyed having to do things over again and doing some of the challenges. All those things are done over there. And so it's kind of given me like a reason to want to play and focus on it. But I'm having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you play? I know you played Party Animals with us.
Follow 76, played a bunch of that, helped Marshall 205 out, got him some good armor, a good weapon, fixes his weapons, dropped some stuff on his base to help him out. We haven't done any missions yet.
He's been jumping in there a fair amount.
Mm-hmm. Gave him a bunch of serums to help him out. Then he lost the best serum to get. He did rads, and I didn't tell him early on not to do that.
He used the rad away, yeah, and canceled it out.
Yeah, canceled one out.
Yeah.
He just has to figure out his build. What kind of player does he want to be? A heavy gunner? Does he want to do? Because that really matters now. The type of, you just can't pick up a weapon and use it. You have to build your character with the perk cards to what you want. And as you get higher up, then you can switch your perk cards around and build. So I mainly play as a stealth build. So I kind of like sneak around, shoot, or a heavy commando stealth, as they call it. And I have you can pick two characters and build it way. Then I have another one. It's a big power armor build with heavy weapons. I can easily move a couple weapons around. I can do a bow and arrow and a crossbow, which are massive. So those are, like, if I ever play with you guys, like if all of us got in, I can just have that and just have you shoot everybody and just take the bow and arrow, just one shot kill pretty much anybody.
Are you having fun with it?
Yeah.
With him in there?
Yeah. I'm just waiting. Hopefully we do some missions once you jump in.
He's having a fun with it. Now, I don't know how the missions will be because everybody's at like a different level.
It won't matter. Because if we go together.
You've definitely already done them all.
Right, but I haven't done them in so long. So to help you guys out with some of your missions or story missions, to help you guys level up and get stuff.
You don't think it'll be boring for you?
No, not for me. Because I help, I'll jump on teams to help them out. Because I'm looking for specific stuff. Because right now the idea is to find legendary weapons and then scrap them so you can learn how to make legendary plants. So any mission that I can get a legendary in, I go for it. There's a couple events that are heavy legendary ones. So you'll see half the map will jump on that mission. You'll have 10, 15 people and you're trying to, they want the legendaries.
Yeah. Yeah, I still plan to jump in there. I know he's having fun with it. He's planning to keep playing it. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
His house is in a weird spot. I was telling him that the house needs to, depends on how you want. Some people put their houses near trading posts. So if they get weapons, they can fast travel there, go to trading posts, sell stuff. Or if they want to do a vendor, they want to sell a lot of stuff to people, they can put their own vendor outside their base and let that. And then some people want to hide away from everybody else so they don't get nuke bombed, but they have areas now you can't nuke. Like where I'm at, you can't nuke the area I'm at. I think right there when you first start at Wayward, you can't nuke anything around there in it now either.
He put our Lego Odyssey house in a weird spot too. I think maybe he just doesn't understand real estate.
Yeah, he can move it though. I mean, you can move. When you start doing the Boy Scout, I'm going to call them the Boy Scout missions, but the Pioneer Scout missions, they have one on there where you put your camp in, like, I think it's like 30 different places.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
You just have to like move it around.
Yeah. So the quick way to do it is just have your main camp and your second camp. You just move that one around, just plop it up, close it down, pop it up, close it down, pop it up, close it down until you pop that little perk that badge.
That's annoying as hell.
Mm-hmm. They're just trying to get you to learn stuff about the game.
Yeah, they want you to try different areas out, but nobody's doing it the right way.
Right. Then you got to take pictures of like certain glow-in-the-dark beasts and albino beasts, and that gets you to run around the camp. Oh, I got one more. Like I've done all the work stations or the work stations. Yeah. And then there's one I haven't done yet, and that's the hardest one to do.
I'll eventually get back in there. I got to make some room. I need to delete probably just one thing. I'm pretty close to having enough space, but I just got to go through and take something off. I'm never going to play again.
Yeah. Then I started, Animal Crossing, Party Animals. I keep on calling it Animal Crossings, but Party Animals. And then I played Firewatch. I'm playing Firewatch.
How's that going?
Good. I'm on day 70. I just finished 77, but it just skips around. It jumps pretty far ahead.
Yeah, I don't remember how long I played for. I like to think I played about half that game, but I don't have anything to base that off of. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the last thing that happened when I was playing it.
I'll say I got into the secret area. Not the secret, but the area that's fenced off. I just got into there.
I don't know if I did that or not. Okay. I don't remember anything about that game. I like it. I think the art style is cool. Mm-hmm.
The story starts out really weird because I'm like, I don't want to play a drunk guy that has his wife. Oh, damn. His wife's dying or he's got dementia. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, I think there's some supernatural stuff, though, going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I knew that was coming, or maybe I'm making that up. And I think that's probably why I wasn't super excited about continuing on.
Yeah, then it was kind of weird because they didn't show up, but you first, in the very beginning, you go to a lake and there's a couple teenagers are skinny dipping, but luckily it's just a black silhouette, so you don't see nothing. I was like, I mean, this is kind of weird. They're calling him a creep and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. But it slowly gets out of that really quick, and then they don't bring that back up.
Well, I think they got to paint a picture of your character in a certain way.
Yeah.
So that the relationship is more special between you and the other person you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
You feel kind of alone, I think.
Right. I almost want to like look it up, but I don't want to ruin it. I wait till the game's over, but look up to see if you choose different herbage, just certain thing, because other thing happened instead.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
But so I don't want to look it up until I'm done with the game.
Yeah, you just got to make the. We've probably talked about this before. Do you make decisions the way that you would, or the way that you think the character would?
The way I would.
See, I like to make them the way I think the character would make them.
I'll go off of the way I would want.
Like, I'm a pretty, like, prototypical, like, good guy when it comes to like video games.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But if I, my character is a shitbag, I don't think he would make the right choice. So depends on the game. But if I'm playing someone who's kind of an asshole, I pick asshole things.
No, all the games I've been, like, was this Star Wars, Unleashed, a couple of choice on there. I do the good side, Knights of the Republic, the good things all the way through.
That's what made the us playing the Dark Pictures anthology is because we kind of have an agreement to play the characters the way that we think they are.
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy is that him and I view the characters even different. So some characters, like, always, it seems like it was set up for them to always do the right thing. So like, we're mostly doing the right things as we play through with that person. And some people are set up to be assholes and we just always pick the asshole thing.
Right. No, I can picture him. He's like, cause it's just cause he doesn't like somebody. He's like, oh fuck, I don't care.
Yeah. You gotta, I think sometimes he does let his personal feelings seep into the choices that he makes, mm-hmm. when, with those games. But for the most part, I think he tries to stick to the way that the character is. But again, like, sometimes he views them differently as I do. Those games are fun for us to play together, though.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
Yeah, but that's all I played.
It's kind of in that lull where, like, nothing new has come out that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's come out where I just have to be in there. So, Party Animals, we went over to PS5, even though it took forever. It's probably good timing.
Yeah, it's almost. It's, I feel it's probably going to take over Multiplayer Madness. Game for a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like for us to play that.
We'll just jump in there, and we didn't talk about it, but we should get in there, all of us, and talk about how we want to do this.
We were all together the other night, and nobody brought it up.
But yeah, no, we were just trying to play and beat ass. Didn't
think about it. Yeah, they were get our ass beat, actually.
Yeah, beat his ass.
That game is such a silly time. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I laugh a lot when I'm playing. Even now, like, me and Howard have been playing it forever, and I still laugh a whole lot at sometimes the things that happen in that game.
Mm-hmm.
He was way more aggressive when we all played than he, like, ever has been. I don't know why he was so frustrated that night.
Yeah, he was having a bad night.
Yeah, but he was, like, aggressive. Like, he sounded like he was playing with old school Dan on there. He usually laughs and stuff and doesn't get irritated very often, but he was like in his feels real bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because he was trying to show out because y'all were there.
I don't know.
He's trying too hard.
Well, him and Pat always go where they're usually head on who's best one, yeah. Who's not.
I just spend most of my day trying to frustrate Pat, man.
Mm-hmm. Then he'll try to throw. Then he's always has this competition with you.
Yeah. The thing, him and I play together all the time and we win all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good party animal player. But he's definitely better when he's not thinking about it. But yeah. He was for sure trying too hard when there was all of us there. So I think he'll ease into that the more we play. And I think that'll help too. And then you guys will obviously get more comfortable.
Yeah.
I couldn't throw anybody out in the beginning either. I couldn't even knock anybody out in the beginning. So
yeah, I finally picked somebody up and threw them out, and I was able to knock a couple people out. Then I've taken people with me by just holding on to them.
Yeah, that's an asshole move. I do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when there's one of them and two of you, you just grab that person and walk off with them. And I know it's frustrating, but that's the right move.
Yeah.
But as the other person, you're like, okay, that's because you can't beat me, you know?
Right. That's how I feel like when someone did it to me, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that too. I'm just going to grab on and just come with me.
Yeah, you just take them down.
Like that one crazy bridge one that's with the water. That's what I was doing on that one. I was, you're coming with me.
Yeah, the Gator Valley.
Yeah, but say, yeah, I see them trying to swim up to the thing. If I can grab them, I'm going to grab them. They're coming down.
That's a good board to headbutt on. When they try to climb up, if you reach down and grab them and headbutt them, and they'll float off. Hmm. It's a good board for that.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of news going on.
There's not much news, a little bit of gaming news, I guess some Lego stuff. Let me share my screen. PlayStation has announced their monthly games for February. Not a really exciting one. Payday 3, High on Life, and Pac-Man World Repack.
Yeah, you know, I didn't enjoy Payday as much as I felt like everybody else did. And so, mm-hmm. I guess I could, I would play it, but I'm not super stoked about it. People loved High on Life. Every clip I see seemed highly annoying to me.
Yeah. And then Pac-Man.
And then Pac-Man is Pac-Man.
So you got a couple more days to pick up last month's if you want. I did download all three. I think I might play the Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe. I might play that.
Yeah. I don't know how that game has aged, but that game is very beloved by people. Mm-hmm.
And these two games, I don't know. I might play High on Life. If we do jump into Payday 3, we jump into it. But I've already have all these.
Redeemed. High on Life is the Rick and Morty guy.
Yeah.
So if you don't like that style of humor, you're probably not going to like that game.
More than likely, I won't play it. All right, next one. No Man's Sky has got a massive update coming. They brought in billions of new stars, planets, and a bunch of other stuff. They said they're going to have gas size. Planets are like 100 times bigger than the other ones. New creatures, new materials. I'm glad they keep on doing stuff with this game.
The game's in a wild state right now. I would love for at some point for them to say, like, this is it. Like, no more. That way you kind of, I guess my fear is like, so we played it too early.
Mm-hmm.
And we bounced off of it. And then a bunch of updates happened and we came back to it. Well, it turns out that was still too early to play it.
Yeah.
Like they still didn't have everything worked out necessarily or where it needed to be. And it's like, I'm just afraid I get back in and play it now. I'm going to, you know, a year from now, be like, I should have waited to play that because now they have X, Y, and Z.
Right. Yeah. Now they have space bases. You can build bases.
I would love to see that in a state where I'm like, this is pretty much a finished game that you could play all the way through. But hell, if their player base is still high, then you would never do that. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know how they continue to make money off that game.
In-game currency purchases to buy credits.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
You can buy currency?
Yeah, you can buy it to be able to shards or whatever. I forgot. I think it's shards.
I'd love to go back. That game is completely different than how it was when we played the second time, but
mm-hmm.
I'd have to start all the way over.
Yeah, because they've added so much stuff, you don't know how to do things. All right, next one. Forza 5 is coming to PlayStation. This is from Forza's website.
Yeah, they actually have an ad up for you to wish list it.
Mm-hmm.
Forza makes sense. Forza Horizon in particular makes sense because Forza goes heads up with Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
And Forza Horizon is definitely more arcadey, and it's the right game to bring over if you want to bring a racing game over. So it'll be interesting to see how it does over there. I think it'll do pretty well.
I think it will too. A new racing game on, especially for if you're an Xbox player and you have a PlayStation, you're like, oh shit, might as well.
Or if you're like you're someone on PlayStation that's heard about Forza for years and like, I don't even know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the brand recognition is pretty high there.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that going on with the news. Gears of War coming to PlayStation 5, full crossplay. There's a rumor, but it's the same people that rumored the Forza and a couple other things. So
I'm sure you're going to get Halo. I'm sure you're going to get Gears of War. You're going to get those staples.
Yep. That was the next one, Halo 5.
Yeah.
The same people that rumored the other ones have said this is coming also, which it makes sense.
I mean, do you sell 5-10 million copies of Halo on PS5? I mean, you'd be insane not to do it, but yeah. The Master Chief Collection is in bad shape and I feel like has mostly been abandoned by them.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to fix that game in order to bring it over. They'd have to get all the garbage out of that game and get all the people who have just been hacking it and doing all the shady stuff for years, and they'd have to clean that game back up to bring it over. So I wonder if they don't just release each game separately.
Yeah, start with one, go to two, three.
And just move your way through the collection that way.
Mm-hmm. Next one, Xbox appeared to apparently teased World of Warcraft coming to console. They've already removed it, but this was the little thing here. You can come into Game Pass.
World of Warcraft. Yeah, It says up top, it was shown on Game Pass where it showed it. You see up top where it says they said it was mistakenly added to the Game Pass.
Yeah.
But they don't say that it's, they don't say it's not coming to Game Pass. They said it was mistakenly added.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood why Warcraft's not on console.
Yeah, because you have other games like Path of Exiles and other stuff like Diablo that's on there.
I've never understood why WoW's not on there. To me, that it makes so much sense. The game graphically is not going to require anything a console can't do. Yeah, you need more buttons than what you have there, but they can find ways. They love to do those stupid wheels that you pull up when you hit a button where you can select what you want.
Oh, yeah.
The odds of me playing Warcraft are much better on the console than they are the PC. I'd love for it to come out and go to Game Pass or go to PS Plus and be available.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. We talked about this a while ago. The GameCube Space World prototype is actually, someone's actually listed on eBay for $100,000. This is one little creepy commercial that I showed a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And someone actually listed it. He just says he put it on there. I don't know, $100,000. Someone will buy it, I'm sure. Some collector.
It was shown off at Space World prior to being actually released, and there's some differences in it
mm-hmm.
than the actual production console, but it's a lot of money.
It is not going to come with the prototype controller that was shown with it either.
It's a lot of money to spend. For something that I don't think has that value, but you know, that's up I the beholder there. So,
yep. That's next thing on the Switch wise, PlayStation is going to be bringing MLB The Show 25 to Switch this March.
I thought the last show was on Switch.
MLB 24.
Yes.
It may have. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
But they're going to keep on bringing.
Well, they have to. So that yeah. MLB license requires them to put it everywhere. It's odd to see, but that game is going to continue on Xbox and Switch as long as they keep the part of their agreement with MLB and the Players Association was they had to do it that way.
Oh, do sports games really sell good on Switch?
I don't know what sells good on Switch that's not Nintendo.
Yeah.
I just feel like that system is all but dead except for Nintendo. So I don't know.
Next one, Ridge Racer 64 is coming to the Switch Online expansion pack. You remember? I remember playing Ridge Racer.
Yeah, I remember playing Ridge Racer. I don't think I want to revisit Ridge Racer.
64.
Yeah, hey. When I think of Ridge Racer, I do think of PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely not. Don't plan to go play that.
I think it's pretty that they're slowly adding games to the Switch Online. If you want to play your old games, I think they're taking their time with it. I felt like it should be a lot more than what's out there now. It should
I'd love be hundreds to see what those numbers look like because I feel like no one plays those.
No, I've played a couple of the games. I've played like Tecmo Bowl and the basketball game.
I bet you haven't played anything for more than 15 minutes.
No, I've done a whole season of Tecmo Bowl on there.
I don't think anyone plays these games. I'd love to see stats on Switch Online stuff.
Done the Punch Out. I think something else I've played.
15 minutes out.
No, I'm talking about ones I've played like a long time.
You're like, all right, this is boring. I remember this. Out. No.
Also, the same leaker that said the PlayStation and other stuff, I meant to have this up there earlier. Forza Horizon 5 is coming to Nintendo Switch 2.
I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't put it everywhere if it's capable. They say the Switch 2 will have the power of PS4, so you should see a shit ton of games come over to Switch 2 when that happens.
All right, next one, Minecraft is dropping more mobs that have new pigs coming.
Well, it looks like a brown pig.
Yeah, they have a warming.
A tan pig and then the standard pig.
Yeah, there's going to be a warming and cold pig. And then they have a cow.
Look at that Highland cow.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the furry cow. They show that cow's ass.
Yeah, you see his little...
his little udders.
Yep, then they've added his little leaves from trees. Yeah. Different kind of flowers. than these guys right here. It gives you a little bit of light at night.
Those are like light up bushes.
Mm-hmm.
I have those bitches everywhere.
Yeah. So there's a couple of them. I still want to drop back in there one day. And
we should, since we pay for the server.
No, I turned it off.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was time.
Yeah, we should have played it for sure.
Yeah, I turned it off in January, like the first. January. Since no one was jumping in there,
I got in there one or twice.
And next thing, MetaQuest has dropped their MetaQuest Plus games for the month of February. Budget Cuts Unlimited, and then Power Wash Simulator VR.
Both of those are popular VR titles. People really like Budget Cuts. I've not played either one of them in VR, so.
Yeah, Power Wash would be kind of interesting, but I don't see us getting anything done. Marshall 205 will be trying to spray everybody.
Yeah, that's a good chill game. Just jump in and talk and get stuff done.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a game I could listen to a podcast with and while I'm pressure washing or power washing.
Let me go ahead and add these to my library before I forget. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good. I don't think I've missed a month with them.
No, me neither.
I've had it. You also have to go through the game catalog every so often, too.
Yeah, because they'll drop a free one here and there. It's like, ooh.
Let's see. They have lots of new ones that I didn't have last time that I was in here. Let's see. They've added Home Sports, Garden of the Sea, Carve Snowboard, and Premium Bowling, Acorn, Attack of the Squirrels, Cook-Off, Shattered, and Party Versus are all new titles just since the last time I claimed them.
Hmm.
So make sure you're not only getting your MetaQuest Plus games, but you're also going to the games catalog and redeeming those as well.
Yeah. Hey, don't go online because I just try to filter games.
Oh, yeah, showing you none. I always do it from the phone because it's easy. And you can actually, if you have your headset in like sleep mode, you can install as well.
Yeah.
Straight from your phone, which I don't do. I do go ahead and add them, and then I just go in and we'll manually install what I want once it's on.
Yeah, same. I don't have mine turned off. The last couple of weeks that when I jump in, they're constantly doing an update. Like, I'm trying to say, your system's updating. Please keep it charged. And I'm like, what the hell? Now let it stay overnight. I'll jump back in 3 days later and still doing these updates. But it finally stopped.
Mine's always has an update, but it does it when I turn it off, like when I'm getting ready to be done for the night. And next time I pick it up, it's always finished.
No, mine's not. All right. So the last bit of it is some Lego news, a bunch of stuff to update people on. So there's somebody left. His name is Marco Besa. He left the Lego group. He's going over to Pandora. But I thought I wanted to bring up his keychain. That was pretty neat. And then their name tag.
His badge, yeah.
Yeah. That's just. I like that.
It is weird to leave and like post a picture of your badge.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's more of like a commemorative thing the way he did it, but it's still like a weird move to me.
Yeah, he was there 15 years and he designed over 100 different Lego sets, and I have a bunch of the big time Lego sets on another website. But I just like the way his badge and his lanyard was. All right, the next one, they've announced this. Here we go. They've announced this creator, Lego creator record player with flowers. It's set 31172. I like the idea of this, but I'm not a fan of the set, though. It's got some flowers, record player. You can build three different ways with it.
It gives me that. What, there's like a cheaper typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
With flowers, and there's like the boot with flowers, the roller skate. I mean,
the radio, and then there's the.
It gives me those vibes, like of those creator sets.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's not as cool as I would want it to be for a record player, but I get it, and I think it is in line with those other creator sets.
Yeah. Next one, sent you guys a picture here. They have a huge, massive Lego racer.
Yeah.
For sale.
I'm seeing everybody on the internet just losing their mind wanting a space guy.
Yeah, I want this one. I have the other guy, just a plain red and blue.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get the pirate one that's over in Europe only. But the longer I wait, the harder it gets. I'm probably going to have to go in and pay the $150 for him. It's only $54 for this. The pirate guy, I think, was $70 in retail. I'm not a racing guy, but I'm a bit mini. I like the big minifigure guy.
Yeah, I do like the giant minifigs.
So I also have the wooden one too. The one that's just made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
I have that one. All right, next one. We sent you this one. The little Art Vincent Van Gogh flowers. It's at 31215. It's like a big wall painting, but it does look really, really nice.
It looks awesome. It's also big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the size of Spider-Man, the 3D Spider-Man one.
Yeah, it's big. It's $200.
Yep. Releases March 1st.
I think it's based on the 4th Sunflowers painting done by Van Gogh. It's neat. I plan to get it. I'm going to put it on the wall. It's odd because it's a Van Gogh, but it's part of the botanicals collection.
Mm-hmm.
Big upgrade from like the Starry Night, though. It's massive.
Yep. Next one, they released this as a Lego Ideas of Evolution. Lego's Ideas, the Evolution of STEM. It's at 21355. I don't know about this, but it looks crazy.
It's cool. It is definitely like they're walking you through all the things that you learn, like going through school.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that I like continued learning thing. I think it's a super cool looking set. I'm not going to get it though.
Yeah. Same.
I do think it's neat though. I think the design is cool. I saw a lot of people saying that they don't remember that one going through Lego Ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's neat. It's a super cool. Like the design is awesome.
Yeah. For you guys just listening, it's got like a spaceship in the very top, a little satellite, a bee, drone, wasp, and it's a wasp, or yellow jacket. There's a book open up and it's got a workstation table, the city of New York in the background with a little small Statue of Liberty and a little bus.
It's very like learning focused. There's a microscope and a chalkboard and,
an apple tree.
Yeah. It's neat. It's very, very, very neat. It comes with 3 minifigures. One of them appears to be Newton. He's got an apple.
Yeah, it's Mary Curie, Sir Isaac Newton, and George Washington Carver.
Yeah, George Washington Carver looks gangster.
Yeah, with the long hair.
Yeah, and he's got that hat on, that Sam Jackson hat. No, he's that one.
Yeah.
He's got that Kangol on.
Oh, yeah, I see the boots on the...
That's odd.
They painted their boots.
The apple. Yeah. Got a set of boots.
It'll be 879 pieces for $79.99.
That's a cool set. It's a cool set for a classroom. Like that would look great on a classroom shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're like a professor or something. To me, that set is very specialized. Like I don't, that doesn't mean anything when I have it.
All right. So we're not so Lego's doing this thing where they're going to do bundles. So you can buy 2 sets for a little discount. And there's some of the stuff like the Wildflower and Flower Boutique. You save $18 on it. Tiny Plants and Succulents, you save $15. The retro camera and that. Here's this one with the plane and delivery truck. You can save 15% off. Is this something that, is this a good idea? Is it not? I think it's good if
you're trying to get rid of stuff. Anything that makes them any part of cheaper than what they are is a good idea.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. The sets are already so expensive. I think maybe it's a little bit of a stretch to think that normal people who buy Lego are going to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it definitely benefits your hardcore enthusiasts and collectors.
Yeah.
It definitely will benefit them. But it's like you got that Wildflower collection up top there. It's like I would like to have those, and I don't have either one of those sets. But, I mean, that's going to be $100.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, can you spend that? Also, they, I keep seeing this Lego vase. Have you seen this? Mm-mm. It is a clear vase that has like a single stud that goes on top of it. It's clear. It's like real though, I think. I don't know how you'll find it. Maybe search like official Lego vase. I keep seeing it. I don't know if it has a number or not.
Here we go. Another.
It's, I don't even know how to describe it. It is literally a just square vase, and it has, it just takes a single stud that goes on top. It's oversized. I'm seeing if I can find it on my phone too. I don't know if they're selling it. I don't know how you get it, but I keep seeing people with it. And one guy opened it out of an actual box that was Lego branded.
Is this it right here? This is a clear vase.
Maybe. No, it's like a single piece. It is, the whole set is two pieces.
Oh, I'm looking for this massive.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't see it either, but I saw it in the video.
Just something like, no.
And then I saw it in another video. And it was in just like a little yellow box that just had like, I think it's, it. I don't remember what it even said on it.
Oh, was it?
I wish I'd seen if there's another one.
It's about this? Is it?
Not that. Nope. No, it is a clear square.
Oh, queer.
Yeah, it is clear square, and then it just has a single white stud that goes on top. And it's packaged alone. It doesn't come with anything. It is just the vase. I'm going to say it's probably like 4 inches tall.
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I don't know. You can move on. I'll look for it. But I saw it two times this morning. I don't know if it's like a gift with purchase or something.
It might have been. Especially with the yellow box.
Yeah, it was like a plain yellow box. I don't know. I don't see it.
Oh, here it is. This is it.
That's it. Yeah. Available in some regions. So what's so neat about it is they show their, I keep seeing people showing their flowers in it. There's like not even a set number in this article that shows it.
No, I'm trying to. Tiki roses. Only one is currently available in most territories with it. Okay, here's this is it. Sorry, we're really boring you guys now. Okay, yeah, so it's Lego Flower Vase set
109865.
So you want to get, would you get this?
I would like to get it to put those in. To put like the loose flowers in. But it does not appear that
you can buy it.
It doesn't appear you can buy it. Like if I go to shopping, it shows literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it maybe it didn't hit over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, see the box? That's from a sketchy site, but that's what the box he pulled out looked like.
Yeah, clear from this, the bottom of it. Oh man, look at these.
Yeah, these were those like little mini figure holders.
Yeah, the LED lights.
Huh. Huh. Yeah, I would love to have the vases to put like some of the bouquets and stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that where it says free. Down one. What does that say?
Okay. Certified Lego store in the Philippines. Lego, that set gift for purchase free with minimum single receipt purchase.
And that was from like a day ago. I bet it'll pop up here. I bet you have to do something to get it.
Yeah, it'll be on eBay and stuff like that.
No, I bet you'll be able to like get it. It wouldn't shock me if it's going to be like a gift with purchase or something.
Oh yeah, like this
coming
weekend
up here.
Yeah,
and they just haven't rolled it out in the U.S.
Yeah, so eBay don't even have it right now. Zero results.
Yeah, I keep seeing people on TikTok with it though, bastards.
No. All right. So the last official news is that we were talking about this earlier. Lego Botanicals did a little tour going over all the flowers in New York, Atlanta, and Nashville. So you're going to, if you do go today, you may go, you're going to see the Vincent van Gogh.
Yeah, they have it in there. I've already seen 1,000 videos with it in there though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've got a good idea
of what it looked like.
Yeah. Scale wise, you can see it next to the other set. So I have a really good understanding about how big that thing is.
Unfortunately, I didn't know about this until you just sent me this. I really wish I would. Like when they do stuff like this, they advertise it a little bit better.
Yeah, I found out about it yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't advertise better. I don't know where they would advertise.
They can send the, like if you have the Lego account, like an email, just send to people an email.
I didn't figure this would be something to interest you because you don't do the botanicals.
No, but just to get out and go do something, I would.
Jot down there.
I'm not dropping down there. I have something to do.
Scoop me up a bag.
I saw the clear hole. I thought he had the.
I will say in like all the videos that they keep showing, like of people who are at the event, it looks like no one is there. But I just can't believe that it's not packed.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You have to be a Lego insider to get the bag.
And you are one, right?
Yeah. And then you get to build a dandelion there. But yeah, it's all the way in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'd have known about it sooner, I probably would have made more of an effort to go to it. But also, I have almost every botanical set that I really want. There's a few more I'll get, but I have most of the ones I want. If they were giving out something exclusive, like an exclusive set, I'd be all over that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're giving out that field flower thing, but I have that, so I don't really know what's going on with it. I think that's just a regular poly bag.
Yeah. There's a few sets out there they put in poly bag, and then they also have the box. So collectors are trying to go out and get both of them.
Now, I will say in the video I watched, that is in some sort of like that weird recyclable bag.
Mm-hmm.
The one that person showed that they got for free.
Yeah.
And mine came in like a traditional poly bag.
So I wonder if that place ordered the pieces and they're going to sell it give it away as on the side.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if the ones they have are packaged in that. I think that's the packaging everything's switching to. They're switching to those like sustainable bags.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if that's just new packaging and I got the old packaging, but the field flowers they're neat. They're three flowers, they're like $5, but
mm-hmm.
They're not as good as the other sets, but you really need several of those to fill out like a vase.
Yeah.
So,
I still need to go, find that one Lego minifigure that I'm getting that I want to get. And that's the one that's going to be super expensive because people are already selling him for like $20.
The hamster?
No, not the hamster. The knight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which ones did you get for me? I can't remember. You got me the cat thing and Cupid. Is that right?
Yeah, cat and Cupid.
You didn't find the hamster.
I did not find a hamster, which I need to go back to Best.
I bought one randomly yesterday without scanning it, and I got Space Guy.
Hmm.
The number 3?
Yeah.
Space Guy with the jetpack?
Well, I can. If you don't want him, I'll trade you one for one.
Yeah, you can have him. I just wanted to open one. I didn't even care what it was.
Okay. Well, I did open the one I got the boxes for you.
Well, I opened that one because I didn't know what it was because I didn't scan it.
Yeah, so I need him.
Yeah, you can have him. He's definitely put together.
Well, honestly, I'm to my.
If you wanted him in a box, he's definitely not that.
Well, you still have the box, right?
Yeah, the box instructions, everything.
Yeah, so I need him.
Yeah, I really want. I still want to get the hamster too.
Yeah, so I need to find these two. I got, you know, Wild Things dude. I got Steampunk. I got Cat. I got the Pirate Lady.
I would get another cat if I can find one, but I don't need one.
Oh, this one? Oh, they had like four or five when I went to Best Buy.
I like the cat.
The only ones they didn't have were they didn't have the pterodactyl and then the wolf and then the hamster.
I keep seeing people going like crazy for the Squishmallows girl.
Yeah, they had a couple of her too. But
yeah, I keep seeing people online chasing that one. Which everybody's always like, open them and like, oh, didn't get it. And then everybody in the comments like, just scan them. But I like that does take the fun out of it a little bit.
It does.
Like if you like the idea of like how the blind grabs work, like it takes the fun out of it a little bit. I mean, you could just buy the case every time they come out and be done.
See, I would love to buy the case, but the ones that you sell, you only get six.
Yeah.
I can't find the one that has like the big 32 pack or something like that. This is just a six pack for $30. Yeah.
And there's 12 in a series.
Yes, and I want this one.
That's the one you need, yeah.
Yeah, the big one, the $170.
Yeah, so you just buy that and you're done.
Yeah, because you're going to get them
one
all.
Of each. Yeah, you take one of each out and then you sell the rest.
Yep.
And then you'd have every one ever. I mean, how much are they when you buy them?
Like six? $5.99 now? Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, assuming you got everything on it on its first pull, you couldn't do it for that price. But I mean, how rare is that going to be that you just happen to get them all? $72 to buy them all.
Yeah.
You know.
It's good. All right. Well, let's close it down. End it for today. As usual, like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me in our socials at @game_stitch. OF and show. That was episode 625. We'll be back next week. Same time. Same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.